It's showtime, folks. Welcome in. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game live on this Thursday. We're at Boomba's in Murfreesboro, right on Medical Center Parkway. Come by and see us. We're going to be here all day as we, of course, are getting ready for the madness. Going to watch the games and all of that fun stuff. Hi, Joe.
We're going to fellowship.
We are.
Have a good time and get ready for everything. Did you fill out your brackets?
Actually, I haven't yet. I will after the show.
I filled out 13.
That's nice.
13 of them.
Is your computer muted or is that the iPad?
My computer is, let's see here. I can't figure out. My computer is muted. Now okay. It is.
All right.
Yeah, I filled out 13 of them, and then 8 of them have Auburn winning. No, Florida winning. 2, I have Florida in 8, Auburn in 2, Tennessee in 2, and then some random, like St. John's winning in 1. That's what I do.
Okay.
You looking yourself in the thing?
I am,
looking good today?
Yeah, I do look good today. you didn't go Tennessee?
Yeah, 2 Tennessee. So
okay.
8 Florida, 2 Auburn, 2 Tennessee, and then 1, I think it was St. John's to do this.
All right.
But we're going to get out of the way right now because is this the greatest sports weekend of the year? Is today the greatest sports day? For me, it's number 2. Opening of college football to me is the best day. The first opening Saturday. Yeah. But rivalry Saturday is also as equally fun to me in college football. Michigan, Ohio State, Auburn, Alabama, Clemson, South Carolina, Vandy, Tennessee. To me, that's the best day. This is right next to it, like underneath it.
You did kind of jump the gun here because I do want to say, before we get started, just wishing all the guys out there that had vasectomies yesterday a speedy recovery as you get ready to recover at home the next 2 days. Well, I think it's Wednesday because then you're off Thursday, Friday.
So that's a good question to our text line today. Have you had one, and did you have it during the tournament? One of my best friends had it, and then he had to go get the bag of peas, ice your jewels, right? I mean, that's what we're talking about.
Peas?
Yeah, right? So I'm just curious. I will never do this. Never.
No?
No.
Yeah. I probably won't either.
I'll be Robert De Niro with 80 having kids.
For people that don't understand why we're referencing this, it is apparently a stat that it is this time of year is when guys get that the most so they can miss work and watch March Madness.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
That's quite the sacrifice to watch basketball.
I get it. And I see why you would do that on Thursday and Friday. So, yeah, good luck to all that. But, I'm passing on all that.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have 13 brackets.
Yeah.
And have Auburn, Florida, Tennessee, St. John's.
I think it's St. John's is the other one, doing that. Is it still the lowest rated seed? Is it still Villanova in 85 that won? I should have looked this up or brought it up. The lowest rated. Because there is a method to the madness. Like a number 10 is never going to win the national championship. It just never happened. I think Villanova was a 6 in 85 when they knocked off Georgetown. And I know that George Mason was that play-in game in 06 or 07, whenever it was, they ran to the Final Four. But I'm not sure. NC State last year was one that had a nice run to the Final Four. But I think win it all, I think it was Villanova.
Okay.
Well, I'll look that up.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Is this the greatest sports day of the year?
What do you think?
The tournament? I don't know. It probably – it's a good day. It's a great day. No, I'm going to probably say – I mean, I think it's to each their own. Like, for me, it might be the Daytona 500. That might be my favorite day of the year. But,
okay.
The opening of college football is obviously a really good one. I mean, this is a fun day because, like, literally, when does the first game start? Like 11:15, something like that.
Yep.
I mean, that's it for the rest of the day. Like, you'll be watching, and they stagger them, and now with, 4 different networks showing games, like, you don't miss a game, which I think is great. That was such a good thing that CBS did was getting that deal with Turner.
Yeah. He's like, we're not watching certain games, and now we got all the games on there. Real quick, Villanova was an 8 seed. That's the lowest seed ever to win the tournament. Butler in 2011, Kentucky in 2014, and North Carolina in 2022 were the other 8 seeds to get to the tournament but not win. I thought Kentucky in 2014, was that the year they went 40-0 and lost to Wisconsin in the Final Four?
Was it Wisconsin or Kansas that they lost to?
I thought it was Wisconsin. Frank the Tank, remember?
Is that right? Right, yeah.
But why would Kentucky be an 8 seed if they're 40-0? So I don't know if that's correct or not. But it says here, Fox Sports says it's right here. So who knows?
Who knows, indeed.
Yep.
Man, now I love the history. Let's see. Mike in Nolensville says the best sports, the tournament, opening day of baseball, and the Masters. And had a vasectomy, but did not plan around the tournament, unfortunately.
Let me throw this in here and let you know.
When you keep popping out kids, it's no sacrifice either. Way cheaper and less painful.
Oh, my God.
Stiff stop.
He's right on that. Oh, yeah. The Masters is a good one. I didn't think about that.
6294 says calendars in East Lansing actually look like this: January, February, Izzo, April, May. Izzo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that a Rex Road that sent that in?
Probably. He's so excited.
Ryan L says the Masters is the best.
But what day? The Thursday, or is it? I don't watch a single shot of them. And if Tiger or John Daly's not playing, I'm not watching a single shot of the Masters.
Well, you're missing out. I love the Masters.
Do you?
Yeah.
Name 3 golfers.
Rory McIlroy, Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson.
Bobby Jones.
World number one, Scottie Scheffler.
Scottie Scheffler, who has by the way, around Masters time, this is going to have to be our question. He has the dinner. He does the dinner,
yep.
I guess, is the defending champ. And his menu was fantastic. I think I sent it to you guys.
He did, yeah.
I mean, like, he had, like, cowboy ribeyes and sliders as, like, the appetizer and, like, all the – it's just, like
– not Big Macs and Whoppers and French fries.
No, like, yeah, who did that?
Trump for Clemson.
Oh, yeah.
I'd take that all – Big Macs? Oh, my gosh. I'd take that every day, all day if you could do that. Yeah, that's cool. So, is that – when do they do this? Is that, like, the Monday of the Masters or that – Sunday the before?
I think it's the night before.
Yeah, okay. I think it is the night before.
Or the Tuesday night, maybe before the par 3.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys realize on the list, the menu, it has chili. So I'm just saying,
yes.
I don't know if he's trying to do that on purpose or not.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
Wait, hold on. He's got chili?
Yeah,
on
hang on. Let me just pull this up.
There's no way in Hades that I'd have chili the night before I got to play 18 holes the next day.
Here's what it is. This is the full – this is served in honor of Mr. Scottie Scheffler. Your appetizers are as follows. Cheeseburger sliders, served Scottie style, whatever that means. Firecracker shrimp, sweet Thai chili, and sriracha mayo.
Pass on all that.
Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites.
Yummy.
First course, Texas style chili, cheddar cheese, jalapenos, and corn chips.
No.
Main course, choice of wood fire cowboy ribeye or blackened redfish.
Okay.
Family style macaroni and cheese, jalapeno creamed corn, soy glazed Brussels sprouts, chipotle lime roasted sweet potatoes.
It's a lot.
And then dessert, warm chocolate chip skillet cookie with vanilla bean ice cream.
He is trying to wreck the field.
Oh, 100%.
He'll have a water while I watch you devour everything and then spend hole 4 in the porta potty.
Yep. Do they have those at Augusta, or do they have, like, nice bathrooms?
But let me – could you go? Because they take your phone. You'd have to go all day without your phone.
Yeah, I could go.
There's no way.
I'd be all right.
All day.
It'd be fine. I've talked to people that have gone that have said, I mean, it's like, it's peaceful. It's relaxing.
Okay.
So.
I don't think you could make it.
I'd be fine. You don't think you could make it?
I know I couldn't. So I'm not going. I know I'm too busy reading, looking things up. I can't do it.
Okay.
Nah, y'all would last. Get a pimento cheese sandwich in and y'all would last.
I can get one of those at Kroger.
Well, I'd have that. And then what's the drink?
Like a peach milkshake or something?
No, they have, I mean,
Diet Right or RC Cola.
Yeah, I think they do have RC Cola.
I think like an RC Cola.
No, isn't there a drink that everyone drinks there?
Is that purple drink?
Purple drink.
I don't know.
I'll have to.
It's called an azalea.
But what's an azalea?
It's like, let's see, vodka, 5 ounces of lemonade, half ounce of grenadine over ice with cherry and orange slice garnish. It's a signature cocktail of the tournament.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I got to have my garnish in there.
You got to have that.
Can't have my wages garnished, but I can have my garnish.
Jennifer Garner?
You dated a garnish one time, right?
I did, right? 1994. Summer I spent in the Peace Corps.
What a time.
It was, right?
Man. We got a lot going today. We're at Boomba's in Murfreesboro, just off Medical Center Parkway. They're going to be having us here all day with all of our shows. So when you get out and about later, get ready to watch some games, come here, eat, drink, have some fun, watch some games. They got 25 TVs in here, so you will not miss one. That is for sure. And like I said, we are here all day. Our question of the day, is this the greatest day in sports? 615-737-1025. Also, we'll talk a little rock and roll marathon coming up. Hard to believe that's right around the corner. That'll be at 9:30 today. And then Greg Wyshynski, his weekly visit at 10 o'clock. It's Chase and Big Joe on a Thursday, 1025-1063 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063 The Game here on this Thursday at Boomba's in Murfreesboro, Medical Center Parkway. A little bit. See, I forget Fox uses this as their college football theme, but this is coming back
for
the NBA on NBC, which is fantastic. Right. John Tesh.
A former Channel 4 employee, John Tesh.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He worked there back in the day, not with me and Pat Sajak. Hey, real quick, I looked at this list. The lowest seed, those were all number 8 seeds we talked about earlier. These are the lowest seeds. Number 11, there have been 11 seeds have made the run to the Final Four, but none have ever won it. Villanova at 8 was the lowest seed. LSU in 1986, George Mason 2006, VCU in 2011, Loyola Chicago with Nurse Ratched. What's her name? Nurse Betty?
Sister Jean.
Sister Jean, sorry.
Nurse.
2018, UCLA in 21, NC State in 2024. Those are the lowest rated seeds to get to the tournament. 1986 was an LSU team. That was a fun. That was LSU, and that was a legend was made in that tournament, who Jared Stillman probably knows. That's never nervous Purvis Ellison when Louisville won it in 1986. So a lot of legends, you know what? Right now, at this moment, we don't know who they are. But at 10 o'clock tonight,
we'll know some, yeah.
There will be a legend that will merge because they'll hit a 40-footer at the buzzer today to win a game in an upset. It happens every single year. That's why this day is so much fun, because your bracket is destroyed after one day, and these guys like Bryce Drew in Valpo. I think that was Ole Miss game. When he hit the game winner. It was an amazing moment, and they'll probably show that today because Bryce Drew's got Grand Canyon back in the tournament. But it's a lot of fun.
I have Grand Canyon with an upset. I've had it in my head because I've looked at it, and now I'm actually filling it out. You can go to thegamenashville.com and download our bracket and fill that out. But I would you like to hear my Final Four?
Yeah.
Auburn, Florida. Duke, Tennessee.
That's pretty good.
Florida, Duke in the final. Florida wins.
So I like that. One of my brackets, I think there's only been one time where three conferences schools have gotten to the Final Four. 1985. You had St. John's, you had Georgetown, Louisville, and Villanova got to the Final Four in 85. Memphis State was there with Keith Lee, which was a great basketball team. So I got in one of my brackets. I said, you know what? It's going to happen. It's time to happen that all Final Four teams are from the same conference. So I have Auburn, Florida, Alabama, and Tennessee.
Okay.
Final Four. Just be something
Look,
fun.
There is a very – very good chance that happens.
Yeah,
I think. But then there's also just as equally a chance that it doesn't, because it's March Madness, and they call it that for a reason.
Auburn worries me. They've played really bad down the stretch.
They have.
Florida excites me because they're just I told you, they come at you in waves, man. First wave, second wave, third wave, first wave, second wave, on and on and on. That's it. But what team would you like to see win it all just for your selfish reasons? What's one team?
I mean, Vanderbilt, obviously, because, you know, that's my team. So I would love to see that. But you are you saying realistically?
I'm a team that's got a shot to doing this. I think Vandy gets beat today or tomorrow.
I think they win. I think they win one game. I think they beat St. Mary's. Tennessee.
That would be really cool, right?
Yeah. I mean, baseball wins a championship. Football's in the playoff. Rick Barnes, I think, would retire.
Oh, he'd go out.
You know, go out on top. But it's like, to me, he would be like, I think I said this the other day, it'd be like Andy Reid of like, everyone has so much respect for him and what he's done for the game that it would be such a popular win for him as a coach.
I like that. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
For me, it would be kind of cool in a weird way to see Patino win it all.
It would.
Just because he was written off and goodbye after what happened at Louisville and the disaster and everything, the forfeiting the game and the relationship with the whatever all that happened off the court, which I'm not getting into.
The hookers in the dorm?
No, the restaurant.
Oh, the restaurant.
Yeah. I would just – it would be – you know, we want to forgive. I mean, we're a society of forgiveness. And I just think that – I don't know. It'd be kind of a cool story to see him finish after all that happened, you know, come back and be with an at St. John. I mean, come on. And to do that. And so, I don't know. St. John made it in 85 with Chris Mullen and the gang. And to see them back there in 2025 would be really cool.
Oh, show.
Well done. Well done.
Is our man called in? I told him to call at 9:15. Is he called in?
I don't have anybody on the line, Joe.
All right. Well, you know it is because he wanted to call at 10, and we have Wyszynski at 10, right?
Yeah.
You're supposed to get donuts play yesterday?
Yeah, but he got a – yeah, that's the thing. Our caller, and he's a show favorite, a fan favorite, Clay.
Is he?
Was going to bring us donuts, but then he got a very important ride he had to take, so he left us at the altar. Then he said, I'll be there at 10 today. I'm like, well, good. We're not going to be there. And then I did not tell him where we were because I don't want him showing up.
Okay.
That's bottom line with him.
Yeah. No, I that's
and why is he not going to Cleveland to watch his Vandy play? I mean, it's not like Vandy has not been to the tournament since 2017. You need to go support the Commodores. You go support them. They played really bad, too, in the tournament.
Yeah.
He's on the line now?
There he is. Oh. You spoke him up.
Beetlejuice.
You did. You said it twice. Let's go to our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. Clay has called in. Hello, Clay.
Joe, were you talking about me not going to Cleveland? Is that was that what I just turned that show on and heard?
Yeah, are you going or are you not going to Cleveland to support your Vanderbilt Commodores?
Well, I called up there yesterday to the arena. Tickets are $160. That's pretty crazy.
Okay.
That's not terrible.
It's not terrible. And your doors are playing.
Well, there is a limit there, Big Joe.
What's the limit?
I have to factor in donuts into my
He blames us.
Now you're deflecting. Why are you not going to see Vanderbilt play in the NCAA tournament? The biggest Vandy fan I know is you. Why are you not going?
I guess I'm just not that committed, Big Joe.
All right. I guess we have to.
I will be glued to the game, though. I will be glued to the game.
Literally? Okay. That'd be fun.
Did you fill out a bracket?
I did fill out a bracket.
Did you have one in at all?
I have a surprise in the Final Four. Both of my Final Four matchups are conference matchups.
Okay.
Auburn, Florida, Duke, and the Clemson Tigers.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's funny, and I keep hearing more and more people talking about Clemson, and they weren't even a blip on my radar. They're a number five seed.
Brad Bunnell is a good coach.
Well, don't they take on Will Wade and McNeese State in their plan?
They do. I'm curious on that because Will Wade's now going to NC State. Like, that's a done deal. So, you know,
we don't talk about that. That's what Will Wade said yesterday. Oh. We don't talk about that. Nothing's happening.
Okay. Well,
Big Joe,
we'll see.
What?
Tell Chase what time I texted you this morning.
Like 6:30 or something crazy?
That's too early, Clay.
I'm at the gym. I'm like, who's texting me? I look down, crazy Clay in my phone, and there he is. Good Lord.
Is he listed as crazy? I mean, the laugh is even crazy. So.
Yep.
Thank you, Clay. We appreciate you.
See you, boys.
See ya. Clay, always a pleasure.
He sounds like the guy off the Really Rottens.
I don't know what that is.
The cartoon show, the three teams. The for the other two. He sounds like. We'll get with Dr. Crane during the break. And
think of that. Can I say this, too, about March Madness? This is the time of year where there are two TV shows or three TV shows that we all watch and we don't even mean to watch, but we do it because of the channels that the games are on. Charmed, Friends, and Impractical Jokers.
Turn around. It's on right now.
You're right. It's Charmed reruns, Friends reruns, and then Impractical Jokers in their, 18th season or something like that.
True TV, man.
Yeah.
I didn't know I had True TV.
No. I mean, Impractical Jokers, I think, got popular because they would put them on after the games, and, nobody knew what True TV was until games.
And then they had – TBS had them. They had the Frank Caliendo –
Oh, yeah, they did
really
that.
Funny. Really funny. Yeah. And I was like, oh, you are funny, but this is a little bit old.
That show is not good. That goes on. Yeah, but that was pretty good. We're going to tell you.
Yes!
Oh, no. Coming up next, it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe that at the end of April, it'll be the 25th running of the St. Jude's Rock and Roll Running Series. Here in Nashville, we're going to talk to the race director and get more info on that because it's obviously a big thing in our community. We will do that coming up next. It's Chase and Big Joe. We're live today at Boom Boz on Medical Center Parkway in Murfreesboro. It's Thirsty Thursday. Talls for Smalls on draft beer all day. And then tomorrow is Frozen Friday with $5 frozen drinks all day long. Also, Boom Boz has late-night specials for pie and pint from 9 until close. Come by and see us. Eat, drink, watch. Boom Boz Pizza and Watch Bar here in Murfreesboro. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game here on this Thursday at Boom Boz down in Murfreesboro, Medical Center Parkway. Come and say hello and watch some games later. It's hard to believe, Joe, and we love talking about this every year, but the St. Jude's Rock and Roll Running Series here in Nashville, 25 years running. It's obviously a big part of our community to have this event here, and we bring in Adam Zox, who's the race director for this great event, April 26th and 27th, the running series taking place here in Nashville. Adam, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks, guys, for having me on. I'm actually surprised that on first day of March Madness, you're willing to talk about running in April.
So. Well, you know, when Kim calls, we answer and we make sure it happens. So we make sure it happens. But tell us a little bit more about this event. Hard to believe, 25 years running.
I know. It is hard to believe. And, you know, I'm super excited to be back in Nashville. You know, you guys know I was the race director for year one and for the first about 12 years of the event. But I've been away from the event for about 12 years. So. Great to be back. It's great that this event has lasted this long and been so successful in this city. And it's amazing to see the changes in Nashville. And yet the rock and roll event is still sustained and, you know, seen a big climb and some drops, but also, you know, back where it should be now. We're going to be 25,000 runners this year. So just, you know, great to be there.
What will the course look like? I know that, you know, maybe the stadium with all the construction over there, that could affect some of that, but what will the course look like?
We made some small adjustments to the course from last year, but nothing major, so most runners won't even realize it. The good thing is the stadium is still available to us, and the finish line is still on the west side of the stadium. So we're able to keep rolling in there, but the overall course is, and even going back, you know, looking at the course this year and what we've done, and you know, we've made a lot of changes throughout the years, but most of it has maintained, and you know, most of the course is still the same as it was on way back in 2000.
We're talking to Adam Zox this morning on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Adam, it's so good to hear from you again. Joe Dubin here. We did the early morning TV 20 years ago. I don't know if you remember that or not.
Yeah, I sure do.
Yeah, we're best friends, pal. Never forget that. That goes on. It's good. I think I told you this at the time, even it was like the first 5 or 6 years. This event has become one of the best things that Nashville does every year because it brings in so many people, not only Adam from the South, but around the world. I interviewed people from Japan and Germany and Ireland that came to do this race. Was this the goal, I mean, to get more people to come here and have a great time? One of the goals?
Yeah, it certainly was. I mean, the race started out slow. You know, the first couple of years, didn't quite hit the numbers that we hoped for, and fortunately, the support of the city and the media really helped it get moving, but it's always aimed to bring people to Nashville, right? We want our local runners to enjoy it, to be part of it, but we really want people traveling and come and see Nashville, and that's what happened. You know, the first few years, people started traveling into the city and talking about how great it was and spread the word, and you know, next thing we knew, 5-6 years later, we're pushing 20,000, 30,000 runners, so... took a little time, and we also had to, establish Nashville as a running destination, and that's what happened. And since then, it's just been an annual community event, and it's not just the runners; it's also the thousands of volunteers that participate in the event, and the spectators and everyone else who supports it.
I think I've done 13 half marathons here. I think that's the count, maybe 14. And I tell people when they do that, you're changed for life. I'm telling you, when you cross that finish line, when you run 13 miles, and I air quote 13 miles, you're done for life, Adam. And I know you've talked to people who've had life-changing experiences over that when they do complete this.
Yeah, it really does. It brings yourself as an athlete and as an individual to a different place, a new level. It also brings everyone around you, your family and friends who support you and help you with your training and come out there on race day to cheer you on or running with you. It is a life-changing experience. And I've run a bunch of half marathons myself. I've only run one full marathon, and that was an experience for me that changed my life as well.
So we have the marathon, half marathon, 5K and a 1 mile, and then the kids. What all do we have?
Oh, we got it all. We have distance for everybody. So on Saturday, April 26th, it's marathon, half marathon, 10K, and 5K. So we have four distances all going at the same time.
Wow.
Which is, it's pretty crazy. I didn't know that until I got back into the event this year, and whoever decided to do four distances at the same time, I'm not sure what they were thinking, but we're working through it, and it's going to be great. And then on Sunday the 27th, we have the mile run and the kids' race and the doggy dash. So there's something for everybody.
The doggy dash, that's got to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll see. I haven't seen it yet, so we'll see what that all looks like.
You kind of have the same thought that I do. Of like, this could either be really, really good, or this could really go sideways. Adam Zox is with us with the St. Jude's Rock and Roll Running Series. And you talked about this of being at the first one, but the partnership with St. Jude's and everything that they do, I mean, that's got to be the best part of this.
Yeah, it's so important to what we're doing, having St. Jude involved with the event, and for us to be able to support their cause and their fundraising. You know, they're raising billions of dollars through the event every year, and the fact that they are a Tennessee-based organization is also super important. So we love our partners at St. Jude and everything that they're doing and all the people that are out there running for St. Jude to raise money to make sure we continue to help fight cancer.
Let's say somebody hasn't signed up yet. What do they need to do?
Go on the website any time now between now and the race day and register. All distances, there's still space available. And, we're getting closer to some sellout numbers, but it's still open, and it's still going to be registration available at the Expo, which is the 2 days prior to the event at the Music City Center.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. Run, rockin, R-O-C-K-N, roll.com/Nashville. That's how you can go and register. Adam, thanks so much for doing this today, and we're looking forward to another great event.
Great. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Absolutely. Adam Zox, the race director, St. Jude Rock and Roll Running Series in Nashville coming up April 26th and 27th here in downtown Nashville.
When do you turn 40?
I will turn 40 in 2 years.
So when you turn 40, we're going to do the half marathon.
Okay, deal.
I've done 13.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, and you don't have to run the entire time. I'm telling you, I get about 7 miles in. I'm like, why am I doing this? We're going to do it.
Okay.
Put it on your calendar. Seriously.
Deal.
I'm telling you.
No, I'm in. Deal.
I'm telling you, it'll change your life.
Well, and it's kind of interesting because, like, I look at the date, April 26th would be my dad's birthday, and my grandfather passed away on that day. So it's like that's always, going to be a day. So
we call that a God wink, my
friend. Yeah, that's a God wink.
There you go.
For sure.
So 2 years, we're going to do it. You got 2 years to train.
Okay. All right. I'm in. I'm in. We'll make it happen for sure. So appreciate Adam for joining us on the program. We'll get back into some hoops, some Titan stuff. It's all on the table on this Thursday.
I mean, it's all on the table.
It's all on the table.
For show.
We're live here in Murfreesboro at Boomba's. Come by and see us off Medical Center Parkway. It's Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. I'm gonna make a proposal. I know this is a TV-themed Thursday.
Sure.
I think we need to keep it like basketball. Do like basketball themes today.
What's a basketball theme?
Well, he played the NBA on NBC earlier. CBS theme. I mean, I'm sure there's some other ones.
Oh, I got something up my sleeve. Don't you worry.
Okay, all right.
Sorry,
Dr. I'm just saying.
I think he's doing a great job.
Well, thank
you. I didn't say he wasn't. He always does a great job. So
I'm building up something. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
I like it.
You know what? I'm just going to trust. I'm going to Ken Whisenhunt this and trust the process.
Except you're not Ken Whisenhunt.
Yep. You're not Ken Whisenhunt. You're better than him.
Did you see the top story just popped on ESPN.com?
Hold that. Let me read this,
and then we'll
do that. It is tournament time. You can tune in for updates for the NCAA basketball tournament. Presented by Toyota. Fuel your adrenaline at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. Also brought to you by TheNewCumberland.com, Twin Peaks, and Bet365. Okay, go ahead.
We've had the largest sale ever for professionals for us. Professional sports franchise in North American sports history. The record was the Commanders were sold for $6.05 billion in 2023. The Boston Celtics have just been bought for $6.1 billion.
Good grief.
Bill Chisholm, managing partner at Symphony Technology Group, has agreed to purchase the Celtics from the Grossback family for $6.1 billion. Now, it's the Celtics. That's worth $6 billion. I mean, that's the Celtics, right? Celtics, Lakers?
Yeah.
I mean, I know the Bulls were great in the 90s, but they were great in the 90s. I mean, so you're talking about legendary franchises, $6.1 billion to buy a franchise, buy a team in a league that is dying.
Well, it's not dying.
Nobody goes to the games.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, what are the attendance numbers?
I watched a Detroit-Miami game last night for like 5 minutes and nobody was there.
Yeah.
They don't care. I mean, it's the TV numbers.
What's interesting, though, is didn't Washington, the football team, go for about $6.1 billion?
I just read it, man. $6.05 billion.
$6.05. All right. Thank you. Sorry.
Yeah, pal.
So you have that.
That's right.
And then the Celtics for – that's crazy. It's just going to up the value. I mean, the NFL is going to look at that and go, all right, well, we need to up our value then.
Listen to this. Grossback and partner Steve Pagliuca, who are selling the team, led a group that purchased the Celtics in 2002. How much did they buy the Celtics for in 2002? Oh, my Lord.
Was it even a billion?
No, not even close.
$600 million.
$360.
And it just sold for $6
billion. In 23 years.
Good Lord.
Franchise valuations have since skyrocketed since then. The Phoenix Suns being sold for $4 billion for the Phoenix Suns? Jimmy Haslam bought the Bucks for $3.5 billion? Did you know that?
I didn't even know he owned the Bucks.
Jimmy and D. Haslam bought for $3.5 billion. Several weeks later, bought the Milwaukee Bucks. And then the Mavericks were sold in December 23 for $3.5 billion. I didn't know Haslam owned the Bucks. All right.
That I didn't know that either. I'm today, but that's how out of touch I am with
the NBA. And I think that's how out of touch a lot of people are. I mean, college basketball, like I've said it on the show this year, I've been all in because it's been entertaining. Like, I have enjoyed college basketball this year. I am looking forward to this tournament. I mean, that is my plan for the next 4 days, is watching this tournament.
Oh, I agree. No, and that's what makes it special, because it is in the moment and it happens. I haven't watched an NBA game in decades. I just found it interesting. I mean, it's a business thing. $6.1 billion now to do this, and where the price has gone. Good. I mean, I would not want to own a professional sports franchise. I ain't dealing with those egos. There's no way in hell I'm dealing with those egos. So if you want to spend your money there, that's great. Do all that. But I ain't doing that. I'm not buying all that.
Yeah. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. From our conversation earlier, Byron says, had Charmed on yesterday, because I made the joke that people learn they watch Friends reruns on TBS, Charmed on TNT, and then Practical Jokers on True TV.
Who are the three girls, the witches in Charmed? Shannon Doherty. Was it Rose McGowan that was dating Marilyn Manson for a while? And then there's somebody else. Crazy Girl.
Yeah.
Who's the boss girl?
Yep. Alyssa Milano.
Alyssa Milano.
Thank you, Cliff.
Thank you. Our promotions guy knows more about Charm than anybody. That's good. That's okay if you do. I know more about 90210 than anybody, so we're all good.
Yeah.
We're on the circle together.
Shannon Doherty, rest in peace.
Absolutely. Terrible. She's from – I didn't know also she's from Memphis.
She is from Memphis.
Yep.
Yeah. My mom loved that show.
I bet you were a big Charm guy back in the day.
Not really. My mom liked it, though.
What's one show that you're embarrassed to tell us that you know a lot of?
That's a really good – we should do that as a question of the day. Show.
I don't say embarrassed, but, like, you wouldn't, like –
like, yeah, I wouldn't publicize it. Oh, I got to watch this, you know. I don't know, maybe New Girl? Like, I got really –
Did you get attacked?
I got really into New Girl during COVID, and I think it was already off the air, but I watched – like, I binge-watched it.
Okay. All right. That's one.
I mean, like, that was what a lot of people did, was binge-watch TV shows because there was nothing to do.
Well,
no,
like
sports.
The Office. I mean,
During COVID, I rewatched The Office, The West Wing, New Girl, a show called Designated Survivor with Kiefer Sutherland.
Yep.
24. I watched 24. I got on a big Kiefer Sutherland kick.
Yeah.
So I watched 24. And then there was one more. Oh, I watched all this OJ stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The Made in America and then the Cuba Gooding Jr. show.
That was
as well.
Good. I watched that because I was fascinated by John Travolta's eyebrows when he played Bob Shapiro.
Do you remember who played Robert Kardashian?
Oh my gosh. No, I don't.
Ross from Friends.
He did, David didn't
Schwimmer. He? Yep.
He sure as heck did.
I think he might have directed it too.
That's right. Do that. Mine's 90210. I mean, every episode, every character, every plot twist, every you know what for that, and I got into it later on. I was like, I love this, and it was so awful, and so I just couldn't stop watching it. And now it's an iconic show to me that goes on. But that's the thing about during COVID, you revisited all these old shows, and so that was probably the only decent thing that you had to do on that time, which was 5 years ago, by the way.
I know, yeah. 5 years ago at this time, we were just sitting here depressed. We were all at home. Didn't know what was going to happen. There was no NCAA tournament.
Right.
CBS did a brilliant thing of showing, you know, like the old tournament games, and that's kind of how they did that.
Right.
And it was cool for me because, like, I'm on the show at the time with Darren and Willie, you know, who remember a lot of these games, but it was the it was when Jordan was at North Carolina.
82,
yeah. So, obviously, before my time. And I watched that whole game. And so they kind of looked at my perspective of seeing it for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, what that was like. But
those were – it's weird, man.
It's an interesting time.
I could run back all the national champions to the 70s, but I can't tell you, like, who won in 18. Was that Villanova?
I think so.
Villanova, because they won like 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
The Virginia 19, 21 was Baylor, 22 was Kansas, 23 was UConn, and UConn, because they went back to back. Yep.
I don't think it'll be any of those teams that you just named.
Although we're talking to our good friend Cliff, our promotion guy, I think a big middle finger to the world
would be Carolina.
Get to the Final Four, right? Would that not be an amazing story? Not amazing story,
by the way,
but it'd be
something. Love Cliff. So Cliff McCardle is our promotions director, and it does a fine job for us. He does commit a violation, though. So Cliff is a fan of a lot of different teams. Auburn football, Carolina basketball, the New York Yankees, and then the Titans. Am I missing one?
I got no problem with this.
But, well, no, I don't have a problem with that. It's just like he's wearing a Yankees hat and a Carolina jacket. Like,
that's fine. Maybe he doesn't have a lot at home. Maybe you don't have a lot of clothes.
Well, he's always got a Yankees or an Auburn hat on or Carolina. I mean, there is a rotation there.
I don't know. I just think being a Yankee fan is a cop-out. It's just easy. Cop-out.
It is, but it isn't.
You have no affiliation to New York Yankees at all.
But, I mean, have you been?
Zero.
He says he does.
Oh, what is this?
Do we have another? I don't think we have another headset. Otherwise, we'd put it on. Here, explain yourself.
The Yankees, the reason I'm a fan is because my dad was born in upstate New York.
Oh, God.
And he used to tell me stories about my grandfather going to see DiMaggio, Ruth, Gehrig. And so in middle school, I read everything about the history of the Yankees. I mean, I grabbed every book I could and read everything about them. And I've been a fan since. And my favorite player of all time is Don Mattingly.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you very much there. What about reading the history of the Marlins? What's wrong with that? They've won two World Series.
There you go. Cliff McCarter. That laugh's going to get me every time.
Oh, I know.
Coming up next, we'll switch gears. We'll get into some hockey. Greg Wyshynski will join us from ESPN. We'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.